on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And it's In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Andrew Shores this morning, and I'm joined by Blue Valley Randolph High School Middle School Superintendent, Principal, pardon me, Marion Mazouk. Still too early. We were supposed to have USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams on as well, but Cliff taking a sick day here of his spring break, wishing him well. But Mr. Mazouk, it's a pleasure to have you on the program this morning. Plenty of great things going on at Blue Valley High School and Middle School. And what are you looking forward to this spring?
Glad to be here. One of the big things we're really excited about this year is our board is working hard on passing a bond issue. We want to get going at Blue Valley. We don't know the exact amount yet. It's still kind of in the architectural stage, getting prices and so forth. But this all kind of got started a couple years ago when our FFA alumni was real supportive of building a greenhouse that we have now making use of. So it kind of led from there, and we just want to, you know, with Blue Valley, with 70 to 75% of our students are taking ag classes, so we're really excited about that. So it's just time for a new ag building for Mr. Meals, our ag teacher, to just be able to look in the future of what we need, you know, for Blue Valley and for these kids to graduate and to get jobs out there in the market. So we're trying to get a new ag building to put, and then we would, because we could build a new building, we could use the existing ag building and put a weight room in. We need to expand our weight room to get it out of the one room in the high school. We need a bigger place for our weight room. And we have other needs that we want to try to do, remodel our fax room. Our preschool building is been there for, it was a used building brought in, and it's, you know, it's over 15 years old. So we need to update that for our preschool. So we got a lot of things we're trying to do and look towards the future, and it's pretty exciting times right now in Blue Valley.
Well, Marion, what is the timeline as far as this bond issue goes? Because you say you're still in the architectural services stage right now. When do you hope to bring this up to public vote?
It's my understanding that we hope to have it by November coming up of the school year for the public or for people in our district to vote for. So we, in the next couple of months, we should have everything price-wise from the architect, and then our board can kind of just go forth and say, okay, this is what we like. This looks good. Maybe, you know, we might have to trim something here or there. You never know with prices. But that's kind of our goal. We're not going to rush into this. We want to make sure it's done right. And we want to have time to talk to the community and, you know, go around and say, hey, this is what we're proposing. You know, and get their thoughts too, because obviously it comes down to the patrons and the parents and all the people in Blue Valley District of what we want to, you know, what we want to look forward to. So that's kind of our goal. We hope to have it, you know, we're hoping ideally a year from now, today we'd be starting construction.
Well, and Marion, you talk about how supportive your public has been as far as getting that greenhouse going in your district, but do you have any idea of what the consensus may be among the public as far as this bond issue goes? Do you picture any big hurdles that you may have to jump to get people on board with this?
Oh, I think when they see what we're trying to offer at Blue Valley and for our agricultural needs, not just for agriculture, but all our classes, that I think we're looking to the future. And like our enrollment in the preschool, in K-4 is up. We project close to 100 students in the K-4 district, which tells me that we have people moving back into the communities of Oldsburg and Randolph in that area. So these are good schools to get started in, and we want, you know, they want to continue their education and go through middle school, high school. So I think when they see what, you know, what we're trying to do, we're looking toward the future. We're not trying to do patchwork here. We're trying to do what's best. And I think when we, you know, everything we're trying to do on this bond issue is either fixing or, you know, doing some stuff to our structural needs that, you know, we're not trying to waste money. You know, it's going to be good. So I think we're just going to have to visit with the patrons and just show them exactly what we're trying to do. And I think we'll have all the support we need for it.
Well, and one thing you and I touched on before the show this morning, there's not very many small school districts in the state that can say they're able to produce such amenities for their students, or even to say they're growing, because as you said, you have 14 or so graduating seniors this spring. You have kindergarten roundup coming up next month, and you said, what, 25 kindergartners expected?
It's, you know, projected as 20. We could have up to 25, and that's what our – if that's the case, then all K-4 next year would be in the 20 student range. And I, like I said, I started in Blue Valley – 1995 in the district, and that's about what we had back then. We had around 100 in our district, and then we went on a downside. But you know, like I said, I think we're looking to the future. When you have these kind of numbers in our K-4, I think it's important that that they will see what we can do for the future with our middle school and high school, and you know, everybody's going to benefit from it.
Well, and you talk about growth at the Olsburg facility particularly. What is it about Olsburg that you think has produced so much new growth?
You know, I think kind of like the closeness to Manhattan, I think we are now, since I've been in this business since 95, a lot of the students I had are now married and have families of their own and have moved back into the Olsburg area. Some of them are farmers, but I think a lot of them are like to live in rural communities, and where they have jobs in Manhattan or even Waumego, that area. You live in Randolph, there's people that live in, still commute to Manhattan back and forth. So I think that's been a plus. I think if you can find, housing's always been an issue in small communities, and I think we have two communities that are making an effort to build and provide places for parents and families to live. So that's always important. Like I said, a bulk of our teachers live in Manhattan or other towns so close by, so they're willing to drive to Randolph.
Well, Marion, it's hard to believe, but we're already into spring. It's of course spring break in USD 384. What are some events coming up in your district and at the high school and the middle school to look forward to here before the end of the year?
We track season got started for us. Track practice we started a couple weeks ago. We anticipate in the high school, I think I talked to our coach yesterday, 28 to 30 students out for track. Our middle school track numbers is about the same thing. So we're looking forward to track. I would like to just tell, before I forget, we have a couple students who have received some honors. Our Scholars Bowl team has completed a year this year, the seventh year in a row that Blue Valley has attended the State Scholars Bowl competition. We were really excited what they did. The last 3 years we took a fourth, and the last 2 years we've taken third and third at the State Scholars. So something I really feel like has helped Blue Valley with Scholars Bowl. We have a student who is is applying for the Presidential Scholars in the FFA, Caitlin McLean. And we also have a student that was just elected, Katie Hudson, for being elected as the 2017-18 State SCCLA President. That's the president of all of SCCLA in Kansas. So that's quite an honor that we have. So we have students that are really and participating and doing well in our schools right now. We just finished up our BPA, did our state competition. We had three students that qualified for the nationals competition this year. So, again, we've got got a lot of things that we're excited about our kids doing this year.
Well, it sounds like you have some very talented kids in your district. And, you know, that state FCCLA presidency, I know I participated in FCCLA, and there are some big schools in the state that participate. So to have a student from Blue Valley Randolph High School be the president of the entire organization of kids from 6A schools all the way down to schools similar sized, that's really no small accomplishment. That's pretty big.
Yeah, we were really excited when Katie, I know she was just as surprised as anybody, because they kind of, I guess when they do the, when you run for an office, you don't exactly run for president. You run for select offices, and it's based on interviews and everything else, and they kind of rank you from, I don't know, there's 6 offices, and they rank you 1 to 6. So she obviously got the most votes for her to be president. So I know her. I know she's really looking forward to that. So, yeah, I think it's really been a good year at Blue Valley. Not that we've ever had any bad years that I can think of, but it's, you know, we're just excited about spring break here and finishing up and getting our seniors on their way. So.
Well, it sounds like there's plenty of great things to look forward to this spring. It's 9:17 here at News Radio KMAN. We're going to go ahead and head to a break. Coming up next, though, we'll be talking about some geocaching. Keep it right here.
Whether you need a new washer and dryer, refrigerator, stove, or the best night.